It's another near perfect day in Oshkosh. It's 73 degrees right now with clear skies and humidity lower than at any point I've looked at this board all week. 44%, winds at zero. It is going to be just such a gorgeous day.
Great day for an air show.
And a great day to look at and talk about some warbirds, which we're going to do right now.
And there are going to be some great warbirds flying, and we might even see a B-25.
But we're going to be talking about one that is, at the moment, not flying yet. Our guest is Todd Trainer, who is one of the trustees of the Warbirds of Glory Museum in Brighton, Michigan. And Todd, we're going to be talking about ways that folks can participate in restoration that's underway right now.
Right. This is a unique new opportunity that's taken the warbird community as a unique way of helping participate and be a direct supporter. You know, a lot of times you can buy a brick or get your name on a plaque somewhere, but we've come up with this idea called Guardian of History, where you can be a direct supporter or protector or guardian of an individual part. So for our B-25, you know, our B-25 we found crashed in Alaska back in 2013, had been there for 44 years. We recovered it, brought it back to Brighton, Michigan, and we have a strong youth program. So we have a lot of youth that are involved in the restoration of this B-25. So it's not only being restored to flying condition to honor our veterans, but it is also used to mentor our youth in our community. So we are a 501c3 museum, and like all museums and nonprofits, we're always looking for ways, unique ways to generate revenue. So we're starting with the nose section of the B-25. All the parts are up for grabs. Everything from the rivets, there's 3,000 rivets on the nose, to window clips, to the guns, to the ammo cans, to the altimeter. Everything is up for grabs for this program, which we call Guardians of History. And what you do is you choose your part, and then you pay the sponsorship price. So it might be $1 for a rivet, or $3 for a clip, or $100 for an altimeter, and so on. And then you forever will have your name associated with that part, and you are the guardian or the defender or the protector of that part. So when you come see us fly into your community, or next year when we come to Oshkosh with our nose section, you can point to that part and show your family and say, that's my part. I am participating in saving of American history and mentoring our youth because I sponsored that part and I am the guardian of that part.
So those funds will go to restoring the aircraft and helping to get it going and flying again, and allow people to feel like they have a part of it.
Right, that is correct. And it turns out that recognition is a very big motivator for donors. And this recognition is not just the bragging rights, but we create a special web page just for you. So it'll have your name, your part number on it, and a whole little personality. So it'll describe what is the Bombay door switch. Okay, well, this is how the bombardier uses this switch. And the lead bombardier uses it differently than the people that are in his wing. So it gives a little personality on it. But that's not all, because in addition to just sponsoring the price and having the bragging rights, you can tribute to a veteran. You can have a memorial or a memory or a special message so that you can say grandpa was in the war. You could say this is for grandpa who was the infantry or something like that, and this is an honor of him. In fact, we had one person purchase one of the upper windows because he wanted to believe, you know, the windows in the glass nose, the bombardier nose, because he believed that grandpa was going to be looking down on his sponsorship through the window. And it would be protecting us, right? So he was the guardian of history for the particular part. So that's pretty cool. So the prices range anywhere from $1 all the way up to $5,000 for the Holy Grail piece, which is the Norden bomb site. But there's a lot of prices in between, of course.
And so this was used for a fire bomber, I believe?
Yes, it was. It was built during the war and didn't actually serve in the war, and was used after the war as a dual-engine, multi-engine trainer for many years until 59 when it was released. But the person, it was salvaged, so it was sent to a salvage yard, but they immediately knew what to do with it. They converted all the B-25s and get their hands on to fire bombers. So it continued to serve the country as a fire bomber from the 60s. And it served in the lower 48. It was in Montana for a long time until the Bureau of Land Management decided that we were not going to use the antique airplanes anymore. There was a lot of problems with them crashing. But Alaska did allow them. So 8 of them went up to Alaska and they were serving up there. This particular one had a double engine failure because it had wrong fuel put in it. long story, but basically it had a double engine failure and landed on a dried sandbar in the middle of the Tanana River. It was just a forced landing, but it crinkled the airplane, and the owner decided not to do anything with it. So he took the engines and he abandoned it until we came along 44 years later and grabbed it. So we even took youth with us on the recovery mission. 15-year-old came with us, and now we've had up to 37 youth come through our program.
And okay, so there's a lot of restoration that probably has to be done after it's been sitting for 44 years. How long, you said you got the airplane back in 2013, I believe?
Yeah, so we are now in our fourth year. And what's very interesting is the first 4 years is to prove that we can actually do this, we can actually move forward and make sustainable progress, and that's what we're doing. But we also have increasing funds and such. So it's probably going to take about 15 years, I think, you know, but it's the journey, not the... not the destination. We are going to fly this in honor of our veterans. That's the whole purpose.
We're talking with Todd Trainer, who is a trustee of the Warbirds of Glory Museum in Brighton, Michigan, about a restoration project and sponsorship opportunities that are associated with it. You know, if I'm a parent of a son or a daughter who's got a real strong aviation interest, what a great, inexpensive, and long-term way to have them emotionally invested as well as materially invested in something that eventually they will be able to put their hands on.
In fact, I got a great story about that.
Yeah?
I was telling the story about this at our booth near Germantown, near the Fighter Town Cafe. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to the adults, and there was their 13-year-old daughter, their 11-year-old daughter standing next to them. And I'm telling them about this whole program and how they can sponsor some parts, including the rivets. And the 13-year-old reached into her pocket and pulled out a $10 bill and a $5 bill and says, "I want to sponsor 15 rivets." And so I said, "Well, do you want to do this anonymously, or do you want your name on it? Because, you know, you get your own web page, and you're gonna..." And she goes, "No, I want my friends to see what I'm doing." And I hadn't even gotten to the part about memorializing or honoring somebody. So I said, "You know, you could leave a message." And she goes, "Oh, I'm crazy about the wasps. My 15 rivets are going to honor the wasps." And so the 11-year-old, not to be, you know, outdone, pulled out three crinkled up $1 bills and said, "I want to buy three rivets, and I want to honor the Doolittle Raiders."
Oh, wow.
So if you go out to the website now, which is warbirdsofglory.org, and click on the Guardians of History, you'll find these two girls out there with their 15 rivets and their three rivets and their special dedication to the wasps and the Doolittle Raiders. It was precious.
So this is a very unique way to keep history alive. Was this some idea that you've seen someplace else, or is this a unique way that you're using to restore this airplane?
Never seen it before, right? So no, we conceived this and completely created the website. This is all orchestrated through the website. In fact, there's another interesting feature. If you don't have enough, let's say you're not able to spend the $500 for a piece of glass, for example, you can start a pledge drive. In fact, what you do is you just contribute your first $20, which was not enough to buy that particular part. Let's say it could be an instrument or anything. And then you're given a special link, and you can share that link with all your friends, maybe your EAA chapter or your Rotary Club or Kiwanis or whatever. And you could say, "Hey, guys, this is something that's really nice going on here. Why don't you follow this link and read up on it, see the personality of the part, see what these guys are doing with the youth program and mentoring the kids. Maybe you want to give a few bucks," and someone might get 5, 10, 20, or whatever. When enough people pledge to reach the goal, then it's closed, and you become the guardian, or your group becomes the guardian of history for that part, and then that group can now come to Oshkosh or come to town when we fly our airplane in and say, "Our group, our EAA chapter, whatever, sponsored that part." And they are, of course, rewarded and recognized on the webpage.
Are you finding that people who sponsor this stuff then want to come to the museum and see the restoration?
Well, we just launched this 3 days ago or 4 days ago.
It's too early to tell.
It's too early to tell. They say that they're going to, of course. But yeah, so I am anticipating that there is going to be a lot of excitement. I'm already feeling it already. I mean, what we have done is all the parts are not available on the website yet because we've reserved a lot of those parts. People can come to our booth right now and pick an actual part. And I said, "Okay, well, we'll do that one." And in the next few months, we will finish putting the pictures and the stories of each of the parts so the glass knows. Eventually, the entire airplane will be available on there, but that's, you know, will be a couple months before we can get it all done.
And do you have what is your website for people to come to if they want to check out what they can sponsor?
Okay, they can go to warbirdsofglory.org, and right from there you can see the crest for the Guardians of History program. So it's a brotherhood in a way. It is a way of feeling like you're belonging to something. In fact, we say that when you sponsor the part, you become a member of the Order of Guardians.
And if somebody wants to come see the airplane be restored, where are you located at?
We are located in Brighton, Michigan, which is near Ann Arbor. And our phone numbers are, of course, published on the website. So give us a call, because we're all volunteers, and therefore we have day jobs to pay our bills. So yeah. our hours are irregular.
We'll be looking forward to seeing the nose when maybe it's here on the field in a future year for AirVenture.
We come every year.
Todd Trainer is a trustee of the Warbirds of Glory Museum and talking about the Guardian of History program that allows you to help restore a B-25. So as gorgeous as the weather is, it's time to go out of the studio and enjoy some time on the field. And we're going to take you there with Jaymont G, who's on the fly segment for today. We'll start in just about 3.5 minutes. Wireless Mike, thanks so much. Let's do this again tomorrow.
I think I will have to do that. We'll see you then.
You're listening to EAA Radio.